The Iowa State survey is, we send it out November 1st. We give the respondents until the end of November. Generally, after we compile it, we look to release it sometime middle of December. We released it December 11th this year. Iowa's land values were up 5.1%. This was the 10th time in a row that we've had land values up, except for 2009. 2009 was kind of an anomaly year that I think it pays everybody to look at when we're trying to think about where are these land values going. But other than that, we've been up double digits since 2004.
Why do you think it pays to look at 2009?
Well, the biggest reason is because the land values actually dropped in 2009, and they dropped because we saw commodity prices fall, corn and beans. And when the corn and beans dropped, we also had higher fertilizer costs. So we had lower income, and to me that showed that the market still had discipline and was correcting. And the reason I think that's important is because we saw prices drop from about June of this year forward, and we see the rate of increase in land values has responded. So incomes are key here. Income goes down, land values will, or the rate will at least adjust accordingly.
It appears to me that there are 13 counties, some of the highest priced farmland in the state of Iowa, northwest corner, that lost value in the coming year. Is there a good explanation?
Yes, I think the reason that we saw northwest Iowa actually decrease in value was because they had gone up so much in 2010, 11, and in 12. Those values were up almost 30% a year in a couple of the counties. And so this was more or less of a kind of correction, if you will. If you look going northwest to southeast in Iowa, southeast Iowa was up over 13% this year. And that was partially due because last year they weren't up very much at all. So it was more or less kind of an evening out of the increases. But the big thing, we just aren't sure if this market is at a top, at a plateau, if it's just catching its breath before it takes off. It's really a market that's looking for direction. Some of our sales have been very strong, and some of them have been weak, or in cases, some auctions, no sales at all. So it's a market in flux right now, and we'll have to wait and see which way it's going to go.
If you have 27 years of data, you go back, what, to the mid-1980s? Is that correct?
I've been doing it for 27 years. We have data back to the 1950s.
Are there times in that data set that look similar to the last 10 years?
The 70s, the rate of increase was actually a little higher, but that was the last boom in land values. 72, 73, 73, 74. And 75, Iowa land values went up 30% a year. And so we saw kind of a similar jump that we've seen. In 2012, we were up 24%, 32%, 16%. So we've been pretty similar. And then the last time it was like that was right prior to the Great Depression.
So if you look back to the early 1970s, the 72, 73, 74, how long did farmland values maintain their relative level before they broke?
They went up in Iowa. Our peak was in 1981, and some counties was a year earlier, but in general, 1981 was the peak, and then they dropped until 1986. They went at that time from $2,100 to $787 in that six-year period.
And do you know what? Yeah, and do you know what the Depression era timeline looked like? Was it similar? So is it 3 or 4 years up and then 7 years to peak and then drop, or how did it go?
The timeline was longer. Land values actually moved upward from 1900 to 1910. Then they went off a little bit faster. 1919, 1920, they really went up. And then they started a rather slow descent from 1921, and they bottomed out in 1933. So we had the first mortgage depression in agriculture, and then when we had Black Friday and the Great Depression start, land values continued to drop. So they dropped 75% in the 13-year period.
I know you said that this looks like it's a place where land value is deciding which direction it wants to go. Do you, from the data set or personally, have a prediction as to which direction it might go?
Well, I think if our income continues to look like the forecast have, we'll see land values decrease. And I think they will decrease about 80% of what the decrease in income is. So I would anticipate maybe 20% drop in land values over the next 4 or 5 years. I don't think we're going to see the major collapses that we saw in the early 80s, but I do think we'll see an adjustment. We're in a kind of precarious time, though, because, you know, we've had droughts here, flooding, and that corn supply can jump up and down, and when it does, prices move, income moves, land values move.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time with us.
That's quite all right. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.